Everybody, it's your man Headcrack, and this is the Dish Nation podcast or audio boom. It's all the funny stuff for the TV show, but exclusively for your listening pleasure. Right here, we got the ATL team in the building. Clap it up one time. Yeah.
Hey, y'all, it's Portia Williams, and we slay all day.
Hey, what up? This your boy, Ricky Smiley, man. Hey, welcome to Dish Nation, and we got jokes. That's right, S-E-K-O-J, spelled backwards.
Yo, yo, what up? It's your girl, the B-R-A-T-U-D.
And you got Gary with the tea here, baby, where everything is hot in my teapot.
Now that's it for ATL. Now over to LA. What up?
Thank you, Headcrack. I'm Frank Kramer representing the left coast.
What's up, guys? It's Heidi Hamilton, and welcome to the Dish Nation party.
Now that's our team. Now on to what you've already been waiting for. What you really want. Your show. Here you go. What's up, everybody? Welcome to Dish Nation.
What's up?
Now, ladies and gentlemen, it is about to go down. We got celebrity shenanigans on deck, so let's get to it. Now, Portia's out today, but don't worry. We got Heidi and Frank in L.A. And look who dropped by with them as well. Judge Lynn Toler from Divorce Court is in the house. We see you, Judge.
Yeah, right.
Hey, Judge.
Hey, how you doing?
I'm fine, and you?
I am wonderful.
Judge is looking good today.
Oh, yeah.
Uh-oh.
All right, so later on, Sweet Martinez is dishing with the cast of the new movie Good Boys. Plus, we go thirst trapping with the stars. And, of course, we got Judge Lynn with us. Because a lot of celebrity relationships are in trouble this week, and we're going to sort it all out. But first, Brad, what you got?
Well, it seems there are some rotten peaches in Georgia, guys, because the stars of the reality show Chrisley Knows Best, Todd, his wife Julie, and his son Chase Chrisley were all indicted on tax evasion, bank and wire fraud, conspiracy, and so much more. Oh, my goodness. Now, the Chrisleys have turned themselves in and pleaded not guilty to the charges, but things even got crazier because Todd's oldest daughter, Lindsay, filed a police report about a month ago claiming Todd and her brother Chase allegedly tried to blackmail her and expose her sex tape if she didn't keep quiet about what she knew about their finances. Now, whoa, that is crazy.
My dad and my brother.
Crazy.
I'm going to tell people you have a sex tape. What?
Like, I saw him in person one day, and I was just like, something is just really wrong with this entire picture.
Yeah.
It's like white-collar crime bingo, and they almost got the whole thing, like, just spelled out.
But in the playbook of reality families, a sex tape seems to do well. Okay, so I mean, it might be just a business
move. Yeah, but daddy and brother.
Oh my God.
I mean, that's just.
Although
creepy.
Judge, remember, allegedly, when the Kim Kardashian sex tape with Ray J was originally done, her rumor has it was Kris Jenner who went, oh, baby, you don't look that good. If you're going to do this, do another one and make yourself
what,
look
remake
better.
It?
Yes.
Oh, no.
At least that's woman to woman.
That's true.
You get to do
the would you rather? Involved. Would you rather? I'd rather my mom see my sex tape than my dad and my brother.
Right.
Yeah. Would you rather see have your mom and dad and brother see your sex tape or see your mom and dad's sex tape?
Oh, I've seen my mom and dad's sex tape, but it was.
What are they doing with a sex tape?
No, but it was in real life. It was my eyeballs.
Yeah.
Forever in my brain. Look, I can see it right now.
It's horrifying. It's truly horrifying.
Well, another Hollywood couple is living apart, and Gwyneth Paltrow might be to blame. So everybody knows actress Kaley Cuoco from The Big Bang Theory. Now, she recently revealed that her and her husband, Carl Cook, are not living under the same roof, which is kind of ill because they just got married, like, recently. I don't know if y'all remember, but Gwyneth Paltrow and Brad Falchuk, they did the same thing, and they just recently started living under the same roof. So Kaley broke it down about a marriage, and she said this: we have a very unconventional marriage, you know. We have different locations that we're at a lot, and we're not together every single day, and I personally think it's important and it works for us. And as long as it works for them, that's what's up.
And let me tell you, back in 1989, when I got married, I kept my apartment and went back a couple of times.
You did?
Did he know you kept the apartment?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
And I was just like, I'm going back. Because it was
like
just a lot
up.
Of togetherness. And I just could, you know, he comes again every morning. You know, it was just, and I'd never lived with anybody before. And it was just like, ooh, I need some space. So
that's a fantastic
months,
idea.
I had to get
being used to being your own person, having your own space to actually give it up
weird.
And move in together.
Yeah, you're there all the time.
Same bathroom? What do you mean? You know, Just, it was too much.
Never have. That's the key. If you've got to have separate bathrooms to keep sort of romance, you don't want him walking. I'm like, oh man, I'd wait a minute or two for.
No, you shouldn't have to have separate bathrooms.
Yeah, but I think married couples should live apart. I mean, people should have their own space. I mean, doesn't Bill and Camille Cosby live apart?
Well, that's just that's like Judge Forrest.
Not in jail. He's in jail.
Incarceration.
So in the beginning, when the love is still in the air, you do have to have separate bathrooms. My lady had the bathroom, and I had the gas station a block away.
No, that's the part of being one. You accept all farts and everything else. The smells.
No, you know,
yeah,
no,
like, if I'm on the toilet, like, they should be able to come in the restroom and wash their face or brush their teeth. Like,
hey, Brad, could you write my vows?
How do I get into this?
All right, actress Gina Davis has been battling with her ex-husband, estranged husband, I should say, Dr. Reza Jarahi, for a while now. He filed for divorce last year, and he wants spousal support and a share of their property together. They got married back in 2001, but she claims that even though they had a wedding ceremony, he shouldn't get anything. Because get this, they were never legally married.
So
check this out. It gets a little juicier because during a recent deposition, Gina admitted that she... I can't even imagine.
I
know. Oh, no.
What happened?
What?
She lied to Oprah.
You lied to Oprah, you go to hell.
I mean, that's like lying to Jesus.
Say it is
She lied to
She was doing an interview with Oprah Winfrey, and she lied to Oprah. Now she's admitting that she lied about how great of a husband he is at the time. And that's not all. Gina wants their 2001 wedding video excluded from the case because she says footage appears to be missing, like maybe a signing of the marriage certificate, the documents. Can't find it. So it's not an accurate representation of what happened that day.
As long as the I do part is in there, it's kind of like a deal, right?
Okay.
Now, here's what I want to know. So if they... you both sign, and you usually have a witness. You're like, we're signing our papers here. Right. You're going to sign. We did it. Now, that still doesn't mean you're married.
You've
got to file it.
You've got to have the paperwork beforehand, sign the solemnization papers, and then file it.
What kind of paper? Right. The summarization?
Solemnization.
Solemnization.
Sound like sodomy.
All right, y'all, it's time for... First with the stars. Ladies, this one is for you. We got Cleveland Browns wide receiver Odell Beckham. Now, he took to the gram and dropped this shot with the caption, "Here's a pic of me and a world-class lamp." Ladies and gentlemen, is this a thirst trap or no?
That is definitely not thirst trapping.
Are you serious?
That is not thirst trapping. It's thirst trapping if you saw the print. He got his hand covering like he's pledging to allegiance. And that is definitely not thirst trapping.
What are the thirst trap rules?
If somebody's doing something obviously to get the attention of the opposite sex and get people talking, that is a thirst trap.
That's a thirst trap.
Then he's thirst trapping.
That's not a thirst trap.
Yeah.
See, even in the comments, because he said, "Here I am posing with a world-class lamp." Now, if you didn't even see the lamp, then he's pointing out as a thirst trap because you can't stop looking at me.
And right? I noticed the lamp right away. It looks like the lamp is from Wayfair.
All right, y'all. Up next is singer Bebe Rexha. She was recently told by a male music executive that she was getting too old to be sexy. Can you believe that, Gary?
How dare he?
Well, y'all, Bebe, who is only 29, clapped back with this photo. The caption said, in part, "I'm fed up with being put in a box. I make my own rules. I'm tired of women getting labeled as hags when they get old, and guys get labeled as sexy with age." Is this a thirst trap?
Definitely a thirst trap.
Yeah, that's a thirst trap.
Yeah, because you're trying to prove I am sexy, so I'm 29.
Yeah, thirst trap.
She's proved it.
Wasn't that garbage can behind her? I don't like that.
Oh, I didn't see that, and it's full.
Yeah.
You got to watch your surroundings.
It's full of condoms. And finally, we have singer Charlie Puth. He posted this workout video and shouted out his trainer with the caption, "I was a literal stick figure 1 year ago, so this is pretty cool. Thanks, at Harley Pasternak."
Okay.
And then Katy Perry chimed in saying, "You got all that from two lifts?" So, Judge Toler, thirst trapping or not on Charlie Puth?
Oh, no.
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 What do you guys think?
Nah.
It's like somebody who weighed 400 pounds, and then they lose 200, and they're still, they got a ways to go, but they're like, yeah. And you're like,
sometimes it's just too soon, honey.
All right, y'all, honey. And speaking of thirst traps, we want to wish, honey, happy birthday to the original thirst tramp, Madonna.
Trap. Oh. Trap, Gary, trap.
Oh, I thought she was a tramp.
No.
Okay. Oh, my. Yes, bitch, honey. Miss Madonna turned 61 today, and she's still going strong.
Happy birthday. Yeah.
Happy birthday, Madonna.
Happy birthday, okay. Madonna.
All right, up next, we'll tell you which famous tough guy cried about his son's divorce, and you'll never guess who it is. Come right back. Dish
Nation. Now, even if you're not trying to be like one of those stars posting thirst traps on social media, you definitely want to look summertime fine and get you healthy on. And we got the perfect thing to help you out with that. It's called Noom. Now, Noom is a program that allows you to manage your health and weight goals and all in a one-stop shop. So save time hunting for workout apps and calorie trackers. Noom has all that and more in one app. And my personal favorite thing about Noom is that it has this goal specialist plus a community of members to keep me motivated and accountable. So it's like having experts and great support at your fingertips. And not only is Noom making healthy convenient for me, it's also one of the most accurate food databases available, and it makes online serving suggestions and calorie counts trustworthy so I can easily assure that I'm eating the right stuff for my goals. So with just 10 minutes a day, you too can change your life for the better. Sign up for your trial today at Noom. That's Noom.com/DishNation. What do you have to lose? Visit Noom.com/DishNation to start your trial today. That's Noom.com/DishNation. It's the last weight loss program you'll ever need.
Hey, Crack, now you know who can be really scary these days?
Who?
The IRS.
Yo, you know any of our viewers need to worry about the IRS.
And why is that?
Listen up, y'all. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes to the IRS, all you have to do is call Civic Tax Relief for free tax relief information.
You mean to tell me the information is completely free?
Yup. Civic Tax Relief can help protect you from the IRS, stop added fees and wage garnishments, finally break free from the IRS.
Ooh, child, I feel relieved already.
Right, so all our viewers see what new programs you qualify for. This is limited. This information is free. The consultation is free.
And all you have to do is call?
Yep. Call now. Civic Tax Relief Special Tax Hotline can help you discover all the relief programs you qualify for free. Just call 1-800-506-5803.
Give it to them one more time here, Craig.
Okay, I got y'all. It's 1-800-506-5803. Don't wait. Call 1-800-506-5803.
Dish Nation. Welcome back to Dish Nation.
What up?
Well, y'all, it looks like Sharon Osbourne is giving us the inside scoop on how the family is coping with Jack Osbourne's divorce. Now, if you're not familiar with the tea, Jack and his ex-wife Lisa Stelly finalized their divorce in March, and according to Sharon, the divorce wasn't hard for only Jack, but it also took a toll on his old dad, Ozzy Osbourne. Take a look.
You know, it's really his dad that, you know, he talks to that about, because Ozzy's been divorced. And when Jack said that he was getting divorced, Ozzy cried, because he said, I'm crying for you because I know how painful it's gonna be, because I've been through it and I don't want you to experience that pain.
Well, Judge, what do you think about this, about his father, Ozzy, being the one crying and taking it hard?
Oh, you hurt more for your kids than you do for yourself. You know what I mean? You always say, I wish it was me and not
You're right.
them. You
yeah.
love those people. They're a pain in the behind, but you love them. And you can't do nothing about it other than cry. So, you know,
and
cry together.
And there's three babies involved, so I think Ozzy knows it's like, you're forever going to be in each other's lives, but it's like you're staying this weekend with your dad, and now the next weekend's with your mom, and it's crazy for
it's
the kids.
It's a huge loss. Yeah,
right,
it's just hard
right.
to do.
Frank's married now, but you had a first wife. You didn't have any kids with her, but you went through a divorce, so did you take it hard, and did your mom and dad take it hard?
It was hard on my whole family to stop jumping for joy. I mean, my family was like when the Munchkins found out the Wicked Witch had died. We're like,
ha-ha, the Wicked Witch is dead.
It was so hard for us.
I mean, how did that lady last 3 years? I don't know.
Oh, it was the longest 3 years of my life.
Right.
Well, Judge Lynn, we're so excited that you got to hang out with us today, and we're also excited about, season 21 of Divorce Court?
21!
That's amazing.
We're legal now.
She's coming for you, Judge Judy.
We actually have a clip of your litigants arguing, and one woman confessed to burning her lover's clothes.
Do tell.
Yes.
Take
a look.
She left with another woman committing adultery, so I felt like I could burn her stuff. It's here with me. You're not going to get it anyway.
That's right after that eighth commandment, then they said you commit adultery, burn the clothes on social media. Commandment number 11. You didn't know. I had this one woman, real, you know, she just went through her husband's closet and cut off the left sleeve. I mean, they just get deep into
oh
it.
Oh, my
you know?
God.
Or they don't destroy all the shoes. They just take the left one so he can remember what shoes he had.
Oh, right.
And can't wear them no more. Oh. He can get ugly.
Can we expect more scenes like this on Divorce Court 21?
You know, I'm turning 60.
Wow.
And I got no patience. And once you get that 6 in front of there, you know, I am legit.
Yep.
I can do as I please, right. And I ain't taking no stuff. So go ahead, come on with it.
Season 21.
Oh, my God, I can't wait.
Come on with it.
All right, so if you want to go on Divorce Court, give them a call, 424-901-9550. And I'm sure if you're watching me right now, it's right here at the bottom of the screen. Frank's getting on his phone right now,
424-901-9550.
My wife watching this. I hope not. Judge Lynn, if you're a fan and you want more of her, not only is she here, you're going to be on Boot Camp.
Marriage Boot Camp.
Family
Edition.
Family Edition. Hip-hop edition.
Hip-hop edition.
Can you give us a little tease?
If you take reality stars, put them all in the same house, and pressure them, that's the kind of party we coming to.
Oh, my God.
You know, it's great to watch.
Yeah, so that is Marriage Boot Camp Hip-Hop Edition is going to be premiering October.
Oh, okay, you're right. Family Edition.
Family Edition,
that was hip-hop. I got another hip-hop coming.
Yeah.
Yeah, you got
October
it. Yeah, family
11th.
Edition. Right.
October 11th, so check that out.
All right, up next, Sweet Martinez sits down with the cast of Good Boys to Dish on their new movie. Come right back.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Hey, what's up, y'all? Welcome back to Dish Nation. Now, the comedy The Good Boys, produced by Seth Rogen, is out now. And let me tell you, it's hilarious. I saw it the other day. We set the homie Chewy Martinez to sit down and chat it up alongside the cast and the writers. Check it out.
You do not want to go to Soren's party not knowing how to kiss.
We could spy on my neighbor. She's a total nymphomaniac.
She starts fires?
No, she's a nymphomaniac. Someone who has sex on land and sea.
Saw the movie last night, and it was hilarious.
What the f***?
How much fun was it to make little kids curse the way you guys did?
There were just some times that we would just look at each other and just be like, what have we done? Because, I mean, it was fun, but it was also like they're learning things that they will learn.
Yeah.
They were, you know, they're now like a year ahead of their classmates.
Yeah.
Oh,
there was maybe three.
You that funny in middle school or?
I was definitely like super nerdy in middle school.
Me
and like
too.
A kid, I wasn't ready to be an adult yet.
Yeah. I still am not ready.
Yeah. Me
I'm 36 and act like I'm 15. Were you guys like embarrassed at all for your friends or family to see the film or why you?
My grandmother.
I was nervous to show my aunt because my aunt's pretty judgmental and my sister.
What's your aunt's name?
Aunt Jane.
Come on. Your nephew's in a movie. It's hilarious.
When I think of radar movies, I think of this, but a lot of them are just like action and you know,
right?
Cause words. Like in there, but there's
a lot of action in this though.
I think it's got a little bit of everything.
Yeah.
You know, it's got some heartfelt, some comedy,
yeah,
some action,
right?
Some romance.
Romance.
Beanbag Boys.
And romance.
What was your favorite scene to kind of shoot? And I love the frat house scene.
Yeah.
That was probably the best thing I've ever seen in my entire life.
Which,
yeah, that was freaking hilarious.
I really liked the scene with the sex doll. It just made me laugh. And I think probably the spin the bottle scene for me.
Okay.
As a big fan of spin the bottle to this day.
To this day?
Yeah, well, it's the only way I've ever kissed anyone.
Did you ever play spin the bottle like the guys didn't?
I did, yeah.
Okay.
The guy didn't want to kiss me.
He didn't want to kiss you?
No, because he liked this other girl.
What? What was your favorite curse word growing up?
Ass clown.
Ass clown.
That's what I was going to say.
No, ass clown.
Yes, absolutely, really? Ass clown. Of course. What's better than ass clown?
Ass clown's pretty amazing.
Yeah,
I would say come because I'm half Dominican.
That was my second one.
Well, everybody who's watching this right now, go invite them to go see Good Boys. Go ahead.
Go see Good Boys.
Go see Good Boys. Unless you're under the age of 14.
Of 8.
Without a parent.
Unless you're under.
Which one is it? 14 or 8?
Yeah.
Well, it depends on what kid you are. If you're like a mature kid, then you should be fine.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Welcome back to Dish Nation.
Yeah.
Ooh, now I'm
I'm sure we've all at some point had a fan or admirer do something crazy to get our attention, right? Well, John Travolta stopped by Good Morning America to promote his new movie, The Fanatic, where he plays an obsessed fan stalking a movie star. Sounds crazy, right, Gary? Something you would do.
Yeah.
So it was only right for him to be asked what's the craziest thing he ever had to deal with from a fan. Let's take a look at his response.
Years ago, when I was a kid, there was a girl that was in my closet at the house that had gotten in somehow, and that scared me.
Yeah. So has anybody had to deal with a fanatic?
I had somebody break into my house and in my closet.
That sounds like a fan.
Well, who else would it be?
Well, who would in your closet if they liked
you? I think they got nervous about being there.
Frank did it.
That's what I was thinking.
Just admit it. Are you my fan? Are you
No, I'm not the
to find you for 11 years.
Heidi's real story is she had a fan give her a burner phone, then she ended up marrying that fan.
Instead of her giving you her phone number, she gave you a whole phone to call.
Whole phone,
why don't you
phone.
Just take this and call me if you decide
that's to. That's a cute
that's
idea,
that's
though.
A good move.
That's
a good move. My wife gave me her Planned Parenthood punch card, and I was like, I'm calling you. Now, Lynn, if I hid in someone's closet, what kind of time would I get as far as punishment? I mean, obviously, that's against the law.
I mean, clearly, I mean, you're breaking and entering. You can pile up a lot of charges because of harassment and stalking.
Judge told, if I'm still in the closet, how much time do I get?
None whatsoever, baby. None whatsoever.
Thanks for checking out Dish Nation on Audio Boom. Make sure you listen to any episodes you may have missed. They're right down below, or maybe they're over there. Just scroll up. Look, you'll find it. If you like what you heard, share it with your friends. Even share it with your enemies. Either way, share it.